We're at Mishpatim, Torah Or, Mishpatim, page Ayin Tes, first column. Okay, now Dreb is explaining, just like there's a land, an earth down here that produces produce, but you have to work to make it happen, but you realize the primary thing is the power of vegetation that exists in the earth. So the same thing you have in the spiritual world, in the spiritual earth up there. So there's Hashem is planting Ava and Yira, and but you need to work to make it happen. That he says, Vavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, that Havaya, what is the Aved of the Jew? That Havaya becomes Elokeichem, the supernatural becomes in nature. Okay, fourth line from the top of the page. The same thing, it is in all the praises of Hashem. Elokei Avraham, HaGadol, and so on. Because the Gemara says, in the place where you find Hashem's greatness, there you see his humility. Because in other words, Hashem's humility is that he lowers himself to deal with a physical, finite, coarse, mundane, low-life world. Because reality is nothing is compared to Hashem. And the fact that Hashem reveals himself in Gedula, that is Anavi. And here the Alter Rebbe is defining it interesting. We learned that the earlier Mekabalim, we say in davening every day, L'cho Hashem Hagdula Hagvura Teferes Netzachay. So the early Mekubalim used to call Chesed Gdula. Okay, so it said, B'makam Shatameitze Gdulasi Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that Hashem lowers himself into the world of Chesed for the 7 meters to create the 7 days of the week. Mm-hmm. What happened? That is a humility for Hashem. And he says, that is the Ikur Avayda Mikan, Ikur Aschola Momayla Lamat. The Aschola begins from Hashem coming down into the world. This is really a great Avayda, Sheyuchu Mechi Gashmi, that his physical brain is able, the Kabul Velitvez Gilei Elokusi Yisbarach. For a physical mind to grasp infinite godliness is a difficult avoda for the Jew. Like we explained many times, the Rebbe explained, why did Hashem make life so difficult for the people? Could have made us, if he loves us, he should have made life easier. The answer is, because the avoda of a Jew makes him a partner with Hashem in creation, which means the avoda of a Jew makes him from creation to creator, partner. So that's a tremendous accomplishment. So the Aveda is great. And that's when the love, the level of love and fear is revealed, and it's called the level of Heilado. Then it's called, like we discussed last night, the Inyan of Meshakel Akarav, Ki Ava V'Yira, the level of Ben Ubas. Sha'ava is the level of Ben, like it says, Zohar Chazdei. So Zohar means remember his kindness, but Zohar means male. And Yid is the level of Bas. That's why it's like Yud K, you know, all that stuff. And this explains, according to Chassidus Gemara. The Gemara says, in Bava Basra, if you have a girl first, it's a good sign for the boys. Bas Tchila, so it says why. The simple reason, the Mepharshim explained, because when you have an older girl in the house, she helps with the kids. Boys are worthless. They just make the trouble. The girl, huh?
Big time.
So it says, but now what does he say? Bas tchila simen yafel abanim. Bas is the level of Yira. Ben is the level of Ava. If first, Reishis Chachma Yira Seshem. Daveda begins Yira, which is Mumata Lamaila. Then you come to Ben, which is Chesed Mumaila Lamata. And therefore, Tzarech La'eder, Yiras Hashem U'Pachta Tchila. So first you have to awaken, you know, the level of Yira. And then you have the level of Ben.
see with me. He says, Masha'en king shein avedos al derech zeh. But if you don't have this aveda, ubechino rak shereiches lereitz lachis b'midas avivira. Lias avivira hine he lo yitzlach b'yodei. It's not going to work. It has to be in a process. First, you need to awaken fear, bastchila, and then you need to awaken ava. And like it said, Masha'en king shein avidosi al derech zeh davei. There's like it said. If you do it the wrong way, people think that you'll accomplish a lot. The truth is, it's not going to last. I'll give you an example. If the kids are very noisy in class, the kids are very noisy, and the teacher screams at them, ah! So for a second they'll be quiet. But right away they'll make trouble again.
Of course.
Yeah. So immediately it works well, but it's fake because it's not going to be long term. You want to have real Ava V'Yira. First you have to have the level of Yira, and then you have to come to the level of Ava. And that's the level of Mishakela. This is what we spoke last night. It was really from the Smaimer a lot. Mishakela means a woman who miscarries. That means she gets pregnant. She has Ava and Yira. She has the child. But it doesn't last. She miscarries it. Of Akkara. And the level of Akkara, the barren woman, is She'ena Yoledes Ava V'Yira Klau. That she doesn't B'Klau give birth to Ava V'Yira. She can have Seichel, but she's not giving birth.
So how does it last,
Rabbi? Huh? Das. That's where Das comes into the picture. Or, like Dr. Rebbe says here, when you do it in the proper way, instead of jumping, you go step by step. You know, it's interesting. My uncle tells the story when he first started working in the office over there by the Rebbe. So, long, long time ago. So, the Rebbe gave him a page which was full of the Rebbe's notes and comments. And the way that Rebbe used to do it is, even later, he straight arrows with lines. It was complicated. So he gives the paper to my uncle to look at, to read, I mean to, you know, organize. My uncle looks like, wow. So the Rebbe says to him, and he said, there's a lesson he learned from the Rebbe for the rest of his life. The Rebbe told him, take one line at a time. Take one line at a time and do line by line, you'll see. You'll get it. And the itaka, you saw. It's overwhelmed. You know, people are overwhelmed. Do one thing, start with one thing at a time. People wake up in the morning, oh, I'm overwhelmed, I have 1,000,000 things to do. And the whole day they're overwhelmed, they do nothing. You get up, you're overwhelmed. Start one thing, you get it done, another thing, and by midday you're done with all the, and like this you get nowhere. No, he says over here, you have to go with a proper system. You need Yira first, and then you need Ava. It has to work. It has to be a proper way of doing it. And that's what the Torah says. They see him as Shakei Levakot Abartzecha. You shouldn't have this miscarrying women or barren women. Kisi B'Sayes B'Chinas Elu. Mishakeres V'Akoda. But it's interesting. Here, the Rebbe adds another point. The Pasuk says, you know why there is a mishakela and you know why there's miscarriages and barren women? Because you're dealing with your land instead of Hashem's land. You're doing it your way, not Hashem's. He says, it's your way. It's not going the way the Eibishter wants it to come. So now the Alter Rebbe is saying, in order to not to have this level of Mashakel Vakon, in order to have proper Ava V'Yira, right, like you said, that's the whole Aveda of planting to get the growth from above. You have to work in a systematic way, internalizing it, and then it's hoo-ha. Hoo-ha is not going to last long. Yeah, but there's nothing holding it. You're not doing it in the proper way. You'll have a meshakel and you have a kara. It has to be a process. And the process, by the way, is long and hard. That's why we're given 120 years to do it. From lower to higher. It's a process. Yeah. Yep. So that's one aspect. Okay. He says, now there's another aspect. There's another aspect of Akara. Akara normally means she just doesn't give birth to children. But by Sara, and what he's calling Ein Lovelad, it's something like this. Usara Akara, Ein Lovelad. She was barren, she didn't have a child. I mean, that's redundant. If you're barren, you don't have children. You don't have children, you're barren. So Rashi quotes in the Gemara, what it means is, Sara Akara, Ein Lovelad means she didn't even have a womb. Not only did she not have children, she didn't even have, that was the greater miracle of Sarah over Yocheved and anybody else. Sarah didn't even have a womb to be able to have a baby.
How did they know?
She went to a gynecologist. What do you think? They didn't know medicine in those days. Yeah. I feel base Vlad Ela. We'll show you tumtumim. And like it says, the Gemara says, Avram and Sarah were tumtums. They Boshi couldn't have, physically, they couldn't have children. So he says, it's like this. So in Avedis Hashem, obviously, you also have that level. So you have a level of Akara that just doesn't give birth to children. Even though you meditate, it doesn't work. You just don't give birth. There's a timtum, you know, there's a blockage between the mind and the heart. And then he says, yesh ba'odim gamkim b'china zu. Laveid is Hashem. Sheina teif is b'meichiv is sichlo emes. In other words, like this. Sometimes you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, and for some crazy reason, you don't get stimulated. There's no love and fear. So Chassidus explains, why is that? Because from the mind to the heart, intellect to feelings, there's a narrowness of the neck. The narrowness of the neck, which spiritually speaking means you have the intellect, but there's a blockage along the way. You have to call Roto-Rooter or whatever, whoever you want. You have to unclog the blockage. There's a bunch of the blockage. Here he says in Avedas Hashem that people that don't even have the brain to understand it. Not that they have the brain to understand it, there's a blockage down. He says, Sheinu teifis b'meichiv v'sichlo y'emes kashehu machmet shein le'kli machzik. He doesn't even have a brain to understand it.
That's my case.
Yeah, now I agree with you. Ki knas yisrael, what? No, okay. Ki knas yisrael nikr kreis yishuis. The yidn are called the cup of salvation. It's saying Abdullah, it's a puzzle. Casey Shua says of Shema Shemekra. Shukleiki bolakabal chsodim el yainu. What is a case? A cup is a keli to hold things. So what does it mean, Casey Shua says? He says that's the keli to receive the chesed from above. And nekra keshul bracha. Shemekabelis yayin amesamach. That accepts the wine that makes you happy, which is a level of wine, which is a level of bina, which is his beininess. In other words, there's a famous medrash. Says, la'asid love, you know, there's going to be the levyasin, the shorabar, we learned all that, and you know, they're going to kill each whatever. And then it says, the seven tzaddikim are going to be there. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yais, you know, that whole gang. He's going to come, who should do birchas hamazon? Who's going to bench at that meal? It's a David HaMelech. Why? Because David HaMelech, it says, his case Yeshua says of Hashem Hashem Ekra. Why is David HaMelech the level of Kos? Kos means a keli. Malchus has nothing of its own. It only gets what it gets from the higher levels. So Malchus, David HaMelech, Melech Yisrael, right, the seventh one, is Malchus. So he's the keli to receive all the brachas. There's the famous story when the Rebbe was Purim Tashin Chaval, Purim 1966. I was there, then I was stupid. I was a kid, I didn't go over. But anyway, I did a lot of stupid things in my life. That was one of the big ones. But at the end of the Verbrengen, the Rebbe had a little bit, he was giving up mashka to people. And then he got a lot of Danhala drunk. It was a very remarkable Purim. I remember it. I was 14 years old, but I still remember it. So the Rebbe had a little bit of mashka left in the bottle. I remember the Rebbe looked at the bottle and he says, okay, kol ha'peshit yad neisim le. Kol ha'peshit yad neisim is an expression by Purim. Whoever sticks out the hand, give him. Any poor, you don't ask him, Purim, whoever sticks out the hand. You, so right away, it was a massive pile. And the Rebbe, and they kept bringing the Rebbe more bottles. And anyway, the Rebbe gave out then for a long time. Then he went up to his room and the Rebbe gave. Then when the Rebbe was going home, again people were lined up to get. And the guys were on top of the car, of the Rebbe's car. And there was so much weight on the car, all four tires went flat.
What?
I saw this. The four tires went flat.
The Rebbe gets
kizuk from that. And listen, oh, the Rebbe loves that stuff. And then they had to bring another car to take the Rebbe. So Moshe Rifkin, very nice joke. Moshe Rifkin brought his car. He wanted to drive it. He wanted to drive the Rebbe. Yudel didn't let him. My uncle said, no, you don't drive the Rebbe, I drive the Rebbe. So he gave him his car. Anyway, after everybody got off the car, the tires went back up. It was pushing. Anyway, so then the Rebbe gave out more in his house yet. It was a remarkable scene. Anyway, so the way the story goes, a guy went over to the Rebbe a second time. And the Rebbe said, you got it ready. In Yiddish, you got it ready. So he said, ich got a loch in the cup. I had a hole in the cup. But a loch in the cup means the cup is this. So the Rebbe smiled and said, what's it going to help if I give you again? If you have a hole in the cup, what's it going to help if I give you again? The guy didn't get it. But anyway, he got. So how do we get it? Oh, so Kais Yeshua says a Kais has to hold things. If there's a hole in it, halachically, it's not a keli. Because, you know, you need to. So Kais Yeshua says, he says, that's the level of the keli to be makabel. But when can it hold? When can it hold things? When it's an empty vessel. The Gemara says, Kli reikon machzik. Malei eino machzik. The Gemara says, if you have an empty cup, you could put something into. If the cup's full, you can't put anything into. Which means, Al Rebbe is going to explain in a second, if you're full of yourself, there's no room to put God in there. If you have reikon, you're bittul. You're empty, you feel nothing, he says. Hainuk shu kli reikon. But if a person considers himself, you know, something, meaning, therefore the person's only interested in what he wants. I want this, and this is good for me, and this I can't do any yochalasis. And he says, there's infinite details in this. Bottom line is, in order to have the keli for Ava and Yira, you have to be a vessel of bittul. If you're full of yourself, you can't put anything into it. But it's an interesting story they tell. Once a guy who filled up a jar with big rocks.
Right.
And they said to him, put more in. He said, it's full. So he said to them, okay, take smaller rocks, take pebbles, and put it in. So he saw he was able to put in more pebbles. Then he says it's full. So he told him, take sand. And he was still able to put into it. That means it depends what you're full of.
Same water.
If you're full, yeah, but the point is, you might be full of the wrong things, but sometimes you can still put stuff in there.
Refined
stuff.
Humble.
Yes, he says, there's zillions of details of this, but
Every person knows within themselves this level that we're so full of ourselves that there's no room for Hashem. Hein basukim b'masa matan, whether it's business, hein yesh v'yoylem, or whether people that learn a whole day, they say, this is what I want. I want this, I want this. And there, because of that, nitamtim v'nistim meichim. What is Alter Rebbe saying? There's an akara, a baron that doesn't have children. Then there's a person who doesn't have the keli for it. What's the keli to have ava and yira? Bittel. It has to be a proper cost. A cost which is full, you can't put God into it. And that's why the Gemara says in Saita, Hashem says about a haughty person, Ein ani v'hu yecheilum lada. I cannot coexist with a haughty person. A guy is so full of himself, I want this and I want this, and now it has to be this way and that way. So God says, there's no room for me there. You're fully yourself. There's no room for me. So first thing, you need to make an akara. So now he says, how do you get this empty vessel? What's the eight to get the empty vessel? So he says, what's the vessel to make the empty? What's the advice to make an empty vessel? That's called Levnishpa Vinishta, a broken, subdued heart, Ashken as Dake. Like the Gemara says, Hashem rests, Ashken, our rest, in a person that's bittel. Vokemashal Omene Sekele Kibel. Like a worker, a craftsman that makes a cup, yeah? Lake Sibapatish Saviv Saviv. How do you make, you take material, and you have to make a hole in the material. So what do you got to do? You got to bang and bang and bang until you carve out the hole. Achinasa chol b'seichin. Kachye adam yidke v'yeshuach. A person should be humble and subdued li'yeshval ruach. Shal yid v'ismokim klal. That he shouldn't consider himself anything at all. She'em ekeim e'panui v'cholol. That his place in him should be empty, ki'ilu ayin ve'efis mamish. But what does Gemara say right after that? Amar Rav, olei minei v'lei miksos. I don't even want part of that.
Okay, well, who can do this?
You and me? On each one of our levels?
You can keep Shabbat.
No, no, one second. A tzaddik is 24-7 this level. If we do this once a day for 2 seconds, we're also pretty good. No, I'm saying, in other words, sometimes the attitude, and this is not earth-shattering. You know what? Not everything I want do I need to get. Not everything I want. I need to do what's right, not what I want. Okay? And that's shaykh. Because, I'll give you an example. Kids, teenagers, are very selfish. They want something, they have to get it. If not, they throw tantrums and this. What does a parent teach a kid? From the earliest, you have to share.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not only, thank you is one thing. But you have to share. It's not all about you. There's somebody else here. Correct? So that's one of the most important things teaching children. That you are not the only existence in the world. Because if you have that attitude, you'll never stay married. You might be a mashakela, you know what I mean? You'll get married, but it's going to spit it out. Okay? In order to get along with people, especially in marriage, where, you know, you need to have bittul. It's not all about me. It's all about us. If there's a me and, like my father said, ill and well, we LL and I LL, that's what it happens. It has to be in a way that of bittul, and that's the keli for somebody else, which is the keli for Hashem. What did the Baal Shem Tov and Alter Rebbe say? The keli to avas Hashem is avas Yisroel. Why? Because when you realize there's somebody else physically besides me, yeah, that's the best to have that Hashem, it's not only me.
Hashem,
right? Bein Adam L'Chaver, Bein Adam L'Makom. Bottom line is, that's the avod of the Jew. That you want to have the keli, you want to have the kesi shua sesa, you don't want to be mishakel and akara. You want to have avon yira. Meaning, you want to have God. You have to make a keli for it.
May I start with 2 seconds?
Mamshe Tzadik.
Huh? Alter Rebbe also said that. It's like, I cannot daven. He says you take one
paragraph at a time. The Rebbe told that to a lot of people also. But he says there's another aspect. There's another thing about this Kesha Bracha. And that is, the din is, Tzarech Hadochem Mibifnim. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, about the cup that you use for Kiddush and benching, there's 10, it needs 10 things, 10 prerequisites. It has to be complete, it has to be not chilled. And one of the things is you need to rinse it inside and outside. Has to be rinsed. Here, the Alter Rebbe is speaking about inside. For Inyan, he says like this. Even a person who by nature is humble, like he says, like he's poor, he can't even pick up his head. There are people who are naturally shmatis. He says, Eitzar chushalayita lebavai, libay afilu dvar mutarim. So even such a person shouldn't be running after permissible things. To be bound to them, ki afshalem she is kaim asiyas dvar mutarim belei lev gamke. Because you could do permissible things without really desiring it. In other words, like we said many times, do you eat to live or do you live to eat? Many people live in order to eat. Torah comes along and says, no, you eat in order to live. In other words, your whole life is not about food. You eat, yes, you have to eat because you need to eat. But that's not what you're running after. That's not what your whole brain is. Correct. Okay.